Another addition to the show is, you're going to see it every once in a while, is Evil Big Fatty. And this is a little bit of a bit, I know, but Evil Big Fatty is going to laugh at inappropriate times, because there was an episode of Big Fatty Online where he was laughing. And it just came into my head. It's like, I should have him laugh at inappropriate times.
And so I met a few people. I met who I know now. I met Big Fatty and Granny at the Pepper Mill. And like I've told him on his show, I didn't know I was sitting so close to podcast royalty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Evil Big Fatty.
Podcast royalty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4751. BFO for Fright, the 24th of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I've got an Ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty. It's the end of the week. It's the cumulation. It's not cumulation. That's not the word. It's the, well, maybe it is. Anyway, hello, completers. Big, hey. Hi, everyone. I hope your cumulation. No, that's accumulation. Be ready. It doesn't matter. Just start talking. We've come to the end of another week here at the BFO, y'all. You can't believe it. A programming note, Gail and King will be with you tomorrow morning. So be on the lookout for that. I know that they have dedicated listeners. Yes, Big Fatty, both of them. Both Gail and King. No, both of the listeners that are dedicated. Oh, okay. Anyway, let's see, y'all. I'm just gonna add Clara it today, because y'all, I really got nothing. I got nothing. I do have an Axe Big Fatty question. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, tomorrow, the 25th of April, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard them. You heard them both at the beginning of today's little show, because y'all, they're twins. Now, one is no longer with us, but y'all, Big Fatty, I've met both of them out at the Pride 48 out in Lost Wages, and y'all, they both figure prominently in the BFO lore. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the lore is true. Y'all, the first person you heard today, y'all, that was Musing Mark talking about Evil Big Fatty, and There's that, and he's in the lore because, you know, he used to live up in Canada, and Big Fatty got tongue twisted and called him Mark and Calendar, and so y'all, that's why we say the Mark and Calendar, because, you know, it doesn't have to make sense. No, Big Fatty, nothing does. And y'all, then the second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's no longer with us. Oh, and Mark used to do Musings of a Tech Writer, and his twin brother, Matt, used to do a little show called Midwest Matt. And Matt passed away, but we still celebrate his life. And y'all, he figures prominently in the lore because, y'all, he's the one that had the submission during Shark Week one year. Baby, you poor thing. You did tell us you're going to be like Clara, but he's the one that sharted in the car wash. Then he couldn't find it, and then he stepped in it. Big Fatty, what a way to be remembered. Is that on his epitaph? I don't know. But y'all, if you see Musing Matt, wish him and Midwest Musing Mark and Midwest Matt a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope there's some angel food. Hey, yes, we believe.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, Big Fatty, I like this one. It's a toe tapper. It is, y'all. This is CBS This Morning, back during the days of Paul Lazan and what was his name? You know, Harry Smith and Mark McEwen with the weather. Y'all, it was very good, and it makes me very happy to hear this music. So we're going to let it play in the background as I tell you about my day yesterday. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, you know, I had been approached, and you know, I'm not beyond approach. By a couple of gentlemen callers. Well, y'all, sure enough, as soon as I finished recording the little show, Big Fatty, you're not going to get to hear all this music, are you? No, I'm not. Well, let's just listen to this, and then I'll tell you about what happened. Big Fatty, I think everybody already knows. All right, well, we'll just let this play in the background. Y'all, a new gentleman caller came over. He had never experienced the special chaya. He can no longer say that. And y'all, he was here about a half hour, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And so that was good. And after he left, you know, you have to return the special chaya to its carrying case. Yes, Big Fatty! That's very calming for a fall, right? Y'all, I think this little show is going to give you a little calming music, and it's already given you some of Big Fatty's laughing. So, y'all, hopefully that'll get the weekend started pretty well. Y'all, after he left, I cooked some barbecue. Did I tell you this already? I cooked some barbecue what do you call those? You call them boneless barbecue ribs on the charcoal. It's not a charcoal grill. It's the Weber. It's the Weber grill. Yes, Big Fatty. What a wicked Weber wee weave or something like that. Yeah, I'm just talking. Yes. Big Fatty, it doesn't make any sense, but that's all right. By the way, worried sick, I tell you. Y'all, I am. Patty Bacon has just, I'm afraid she may be participating in the Middle East activities over there. Y'all worried sick. I don't know if that's true or not, but you know that Patty Bacon, you know those bacon women, they're strong-willed. And yes, Big Betty. Y'all, by the way, I think Miss Bacon said that she had a nephew or someone who went over there. Y'all, I've got one of my nephews over there. Y'all, he's been his group's been fired on and everything. So anyway, just pins and needles, I tell you. But y'all, I cooked a couple of steaks that I had taken out of the freezer, and I had those barbecue boneless poke ribs, so I cooked them on the grill. Y'all had a little bit of each of them for my supper, and I ate that while I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. Big Fatty Holly's gonna love you for that. It was only a matter of time. It's true. Then after that, had on the y'all got some more of those barbecue ribs. Then the wheel was on, and it was just kind of on in the background. I was piddling around doing other things. Yes, Big Fatty, it's called Candy Crush. Then it was time for the Jeopardy. Oh, Big Fatty, it's like the ghost of Art Fleming with us. It's true. Jamie Ding, I think is his name. He won again. He's getting close to $800,000, and there are only four people in Jeopardy history that have earned more money than him. And y'all, he just keeps going. And y'all, it's like he knows everything under the sun. So then after that, y'all, it was time for the Survivor. Y'all, it was a great episode. And that Jeffrey Probst, you know, he's the host. Y'all, he participated in one of the challenges where you have to hold up your weight with your hands on a kind of a pulley system. Y'all, he struggled so much. He says, I have new appreciation for what you go through on this show. Y'all, I was okay with the elimination, but I won't spoil anything here. No, Big Fatty, Miss Gail King almost did, yeah. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a flaming butthole. Y'all, about halfway through the episode, my neighbor, former coal miner neighbor, stopped by. He goes out riding his bicicleta. You know, that's Mexican for bicicleta. And I believe the nut may be here. There's a figure. There's a figure moving in here. Oh, y'all, he's got a whistle. He's got a whistle perched on his lips, and he's snapping his fingers. One moment, please. And y'all, it was the Nep, and we caught up on he had some appointments and all that he was telling me about, and he is on his way back to the house of Nep. And anyway, I was talking about my neighbor came by. He stayed till a little after 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Got up on Thursday morning, had my coffee. Y'all, the little man that sometimes puts my paper on the porch, he did that. Y'all, it's just the kindest thing. And had my breakfast. Y'all, I had the second of those biscuit toasts that I had left over from the Page's Oakery Grill. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, went to senior size class. Came back, had a couple more of those barbecue ribs while I watched the second half of The Survivor. Y'all, then I was able to go back and, Miss Gail King has on the evicted or the, you know, the ejected. What are they? They're not evicted. What do they do? The tribe has spoken. Your time is up here. Big Freddy, you're missing a lot of words these days, y'all. It just gets worse. And y'all, then the Atlanta Braves were playing on the TV machine on Thursday afternoon. Watch that, y'all. They beat the Nationals. Y'all, it was a drumming. Y'all, you would think the Nationals were the Philadelphians. And y'all, speaking of the Philadelphians, they're coming to Atlanta for a weekend. And y'all, let's just hope that they continue on their downtrodden path. Yes, Big Freddy, kill them and knock them down while they're already down. That was the Atlanta Braves last year, so, you know. And y'all, then what else did I watch? I watched Jeopardy. I watched that ahead of time. So anyway, y'all, it doesn't matter. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, I know I said I was going to have an Axe Big Fatty question, but y'all, the time has gotten away from me. I don't have enough time for that. So what I've decided to do, I will get to the Axe Big Fatty question on Monday. Y'all, it's from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. But what I thought I'd do instead is I'd start to tell the Volcano mug story again. And y'all, back in the day, Oh dear Gussie, it's Big Freddy, you know, if you hadn't played all those music bumpers, you'd had a chance to do the Volcano and the Axe, Big Freddy. Well, y'all, sometimes the time gets away from you. Oh yes, Big Freddy, y'all got a Pops concert on Saturday night. It's Pops Goes Country, not spelled C-U-N-T, but anyway. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Musing Mark and Midwest Matt, and y'all, just as nice as they can possibly be. And gentlemen, is there anything that comes to mind when you think of Big Fatty?
Evil Big Fatty.
Podcast royalty.
Bringeth me some margarine. Big Fatty, only the old people will get that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.